Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, which furry creature was part of a high-speed chase down I-575, and where can you participate in early voting? We've got these stories and more coming up.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Cargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Fusion. The cat wasn't in a hat, but rather a speeding car. Keenan Thompson of Marietta was pulled over on Interstate 575 northbound around 12:30 a.m. Friday when a Cherokee Sheriff's Office deputy clocked his Lexus ES330 traveling at 126 miles per hour on the interstate near Highway 92. The speed limit on 575 is 70 miles per hour. There were no passengers in the vehicle with Simpson, but there was a cat inside the car. Simpson was placed under arrest for speeding, reckless driving, and violation of a Class D license. Animal Control was called to the scene and took possession of the kitty. Early voting for Cherokee County began on Monday with three locations open: the Elections Office at Marietta Highway in Canton, the Old Elections Office on 400 West Main Street in Canton, and the South Annex on Main Street in Woodstock. Early voting will be held at these three locations on weekdays starting at 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. through October 23rd. Additional locations will be open for advance voting from October 26th through the 30th, and Saturday voting will be available on October 24th. On November 3rd, Election Day, all polling places will be open at 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Find out how middle school students raised money to help others and which high school football team looks to stay undefeated. It's coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. To help local businesses affected by the shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Ball Ground City Council approved some financial assistance at Thursday night's meeting. After the council put together a list of the affected businesses, the amount to be reimbursed came to a total not to exceed $10,000. The city is still putting the final details for the program together, but the motion to approve the measure passed unanimously. For more on this, read Donald Campbell's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Reading is fundamental and can raise some money, too. E.T. Booth Middle School students Ella Atkinson and Olivia Jackson worked together throughout the month of September to raise more than $400 for the local therapy organization Beats via a readathon. Atkinson and Jackson were both ambassadors of Smile Up, a Woodstock organization that focuses on kids helping other kids in need. The readathon served as a fundraising campaign for Beats, a company that specializes in the use of hippotherapy and aquatherapy as primary tools of treating children and adults with disabilities. For more, read Ethan Johnson's article on TribuneLedgerNews.com. Today's high school recap is brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee's home contest against Woodstock Friday night highlights the prep football action this week for local programs. The Warriors have won their first five games of the season, are ranked in several Class 7A polls, and off to their best start since 2007. Cherokee defeated Cartersville 14-12 on October 2nd, ending the Hurricanes' state record 62-game regular season winning streak. Woodstock dropped their last contest at Calhoun 35-14 that same day. For the rest of the football schedule, in addition to cross-country and volleyball coverage, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Marcel Portut, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.